And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Holt Dodge. Find them online at HoltDodge.com. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Stain Guy.
What do you mean, whatever happened to him? We just saw him yesterday.
The original Stain Guy?
It's been 24 hours since I've seen Stain Guy. And I just... He didn't look too good out there on the court, and I just wondered what happened
That's
to him.
That's what amazes me about that game yesterday. Somehow Stain Guy got in the game after winning no tryouts, really.
Uh-huh.
And random black guy entered the game having won no positions.
Yeah, basically just checked himself in.
And the coaches got into the game without having won a position.
That was the funniest thing ever, watching Rick Carlisle out there in a suit playing basketball.
All right, the November radio ratings are out, and it was a very good month for the Little Ticket, despite broadcasting on a signal that can only sometimes be heard. The Ticket managed to finish number one in the mornings, middays, and evenings in the coveted men 25 to 54 demo.
Hot dog.
While the Ticket went up during that big sports month, our competition went down, proving that when there are things like the World Series and Cowboys football going on, people head to 1310 a.m., and 104.1 FM, and what other spare signal we're on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you, P1s.
Bless you, P1s.
Yep.
When the NBA season resumes on Christmas Day, the Mavs will be hosting the Miami Heat, but Dallas will not be getting their championship rings in front of Miami thrice. Mark Cuban said he wanted to consult with the players before designing the rings, but because of the lockout, he couldn't have any contact with them. So they are now in the process of getting the rings designed, but they won't be ready for the Yuletide contest. They will, however, raise the NBA championship banner in front of LeBron and company.
See, I think they should have done the fake rings and just made them really cartoon gaudy.
You know? Ring pops?
Just outrageous.
I loved ring pops.
What were ring pops?
They're still going.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The candy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
just
as an adult.
Lollipop on the top instead of the gem.
You know, it's a fake red ruby gem on top, except it's cherry-flavored. Oh, cherry-flavored ring pop.
What do you buy the NBA player for Christmas who has everything? Well, Memphis swingman Tony Allen was getting some clothing from his mother. His mom had taken a rental car to do some shopping for her son, but later she reported that the sweaters, shoes, and shirts that she had bought Tony for Christmas had been stolen out of the car. The value of the stolen Christmas booty, $20,000. She spent
booty.
20 grand on sweaters, shoes, and shirts.
Man. Gosh. I don't think I've done that in my life.
In baseball, I was fine with Justin Verlander winning the AL MVP award, the first pitcher to win the Cy Young and MVP since Dennis Eckersley. That was in 1992. But I had a big problem with Ryan Braun winning the National League MVP. Now, Braun had a great year, no doubt about it. And it was for a playoff team, which probably was the tiebreaker for most. But the year Matt Kemp had was ridiculous. It's about the closest anyone has come to winning the Triple Crown since Carl Yastrzemski in 1967. Kemp led the National League with 39 home runs, led the league with 126 RBIs, and finished third in the batting race with a .324 average. He also stole 40 bases.
Wow.
Of course, Kemp did get a big reward this offseason. An 8-year, $160 million deal, the 7th richest in baseball history,
man,
and the richest ever given to a Dodger.
Lord.
Yeah, so you don't care.
We had a crazy sports statistic last week that I believe you were a part of, George.
Mm-hmm.
The North Texas basketball team took a 3-0 lead in their game against UTA.
I was there.
But then the Mavericks went on a 32-0 run. They scored 43 of the game's next 46 points to make it 46-6.
Yeah.
It was 32-0 run.
Against UTA.
That's unbelievable.
You know, pretty good little mid-level team, but man, that was just ridiculous. Never seen anything like it.
There is no official college basketball record for the largest scoring run in a game, but I would think it might have happened back in 1997 when Long Island beat Medgar Evers by 117 points. Somewhere in there, they had to have a 32-0 run.
Yeah, you'd think.
Before he became known as a college football coach and as a Rick without the R, new Ohio State coach Urban Meyer was a pretty good little baseball player. Pretty good little baseball player. In fact, he was drafted as an amateur in the 13th round by the Atlanta Braves in 1982, Urban played 2 years of Class A ball as an infielder, had 138 at-bats, hit just 182, And so he found his true calling as a college coach.
I did not know that.
Did you see where the very hot but very attitudinal Lindsey Vonn is getting a divorce?
Mm-mm.
If you'll remember, this reporter sensed that she was all about herself as she was winning gold medals in recent Winter Games, and now this proves my point.
I don't know about that. Maybe she's married to a jerk.
He is a jerk.
He is a jerk.
You are a jerk.
Brett Morgan was arrested in British Columbia last month on three counts related to the attempted theft of a Corvette. Morgan had seen the car in a driveway, jumped in, and locked the doors. However, the owner had been in the process of charging the battery, which was still too weak for the car to start, and for the door locks to continue working. So he can't start the car. Feeling trapped and sensing that the owner had called the police, Morgan panicked and began using any available tool inside the car to smash the window. According to the police report, officers arrived just as Morgan had broken open the driver's side window, but too late for Morgan to realize that he could have exited the car by manually lifting the door lock with his fingers.
What an idiot.
He's just sitting there trying the electric lock button and then looks for something to break the window.
Oh.
Are we that far removed from the manual door lock?
Yeah, yes. I have no idea what that means.
Interesting. I wonder if kids know that you can manually unlock a door. I don't think most kids know that. They just think that the door is just automatically unlocked.
Mine don't seem to understand it.
Gosh, that's unbelievable.
Remember the first time you were in a car that had automatic door locks and you thought you were in
magic.
The greatest car ever?
Yeah, there were four little ghosts that pushed up all the door locks at the same time. It was wonderful. I wonder if you threw a kid today in a hand crank window car if they could figure out how to get the window down.
No, they'd look at that handle and not know what it was.
What's that for?
All right, and finally, a woman stopped by unannounced at her son's house. She knocked on the door, then immediately walked in. She was shocked to see her daughter-in-law lying on the couch, totally naked. Soft music was playing. Perfume filled the room. "What are you doing?" she asked. "I'm waiting for Jonathan to come home from work," the daughter-in-law answered. "But you're naked," the mother-in-law exclaimed. "This is my love dress," the daughter-in-law explained. "Love dress? But you're naked." "Well, Jonathan loves me to wear this dress. Every time he sees me in this dress, he instantly becomes romantic and ravages me for hours." The mother-in-law left. When she got home, she undressed, showered, put on her best perfume, dimmed the lights, put on a romantic CD, lay on the couch waiting for her husband to come home. Finally, her husband arrives. He walks in and he sees her laying there provocatively. "What are you doing?" he asks. "This is my love dress," she whispers. "It needs ironing. What's for dinner?"
Gosh, oh, man. That's so rude. Why do you want to give women body issues?
That's Friday morning scatter shooting. Remember, old Santa has his eye on you under that tree with that chimney up there.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday morning scatter shooting.